My pleasure to introduce you to a really nice lady. Her name is Mrs. Trishen Amiapen, right? I got it right, didn't I? I was rehearsing. Got it right. Okay, and we today are going to be talking about autism. It is World Autism Awareness Month. April, right?
Yes.
Has it always been April, or is this the first one that they've done, or is it every single April?
Well, there's a lot of days that go around for awareness for autism. So this is just one of them.
Okay, all right, okay. Because, I was going to say, let's not just do it once a year.
You can do it all year through.
Of course. So I have people listening overseas at the moment who are riveted to their radios at the moment, wanting to know what autism is. I've heard a lot of different sort of definitions of it. So if you could give us a brief definition of autism, please.
So, David, it is an honor to be here today. So thank you for having
me. My pleasure.
To say a huge thank you to you. And I just want to point out that autism is not an illness. And it just means that one's brain works in a different way from others. And in no way does it have to stop you from having that good life. Those individuals that are autistic, they just find it hard to communicate and interact with others. And they also find it difficult to understand how others think and feel. So simple things like bright lights, loud noises, they become very overwhelming and stressful for those individuals. And it makes them feel very uncomfortable.
It must be hard to diagnose because you get children that are very introvert as well, very shy, don't want to mix with other kids,
yes.
Yet they won't be classed as autistic.
It's there is no specific point of diagnostic where we can say this is how we diagnose, like how we would do a blood test and get infections. But in this way, there is no specific.
Is it only children who can suffer from autism, or can adults suffer as well?
Children, mostly, but you do get a delay in onset of autism with adults. So it's not only subject to children.
Who would you go and see? If you were a little bit worried about your child, who would you take the child to? Your general practitioner, initially?
I would think the first channel would be, or the first point of contact would be your pediatrician.
Okay, all right. And then if needs be, he would send you somewhere else, obviously.
Correct.
Now, we're going to talk about the spectrum as well. I have absolutely no idea. What is the spectrum?
So when we say spectrum, because autism is a neurodevelopment condition, that's the way we call it, so it has to be characterized in different ways that an individual is challenged, like personal ways. So depending on a wide range of symptoms, skills, and also levels of impairment that the person is experiencing. So that's where we put them into spectrums.
Okay. Basically. Now, you're a professional nurse. You've done that for many, many, many years. And I commend you for that. Absolutely, because you're paid badly. Or you were. Maybe things have improved now, I'm not sure. But anyway, and you have a diverse understanding on autism. And when did you first get involved with children with autism?
I've been working in pediatrics. I worked in pediatrics for 10 years. And kids have become very close to my heart. And also in the community. In the community, we come across a lot of these challenges, and we meet a lot of families that are experiencing this as well.
All right. You know what? We'll take a little bit of music, and I want to come back, and maybe you can give some advice to parents and families on coping mechanisms and dealing with, it's not a disease. What should we call it?
It's just a challenge.
A challenge.
Yes.
There we go. That's a nice word. All right. And we're talking about autism today. And we were just talking off air about the fact that these children can be just as normal as the next one. As in, they go through school, they pass matric, they get their driver's license. Tell us more about that.
So before we get there, David, I just want to to bring to many's attention that being autistic, it doesn't mean that you can never make friends. And also having relationships, even getting a job, there are many successful people out there that actually they are making it in life.
And you surprised me with these two names that you're going to give us.
Yes, so it's Bill Gates.
Wow.
Who would have thought he is autistic? And look at him.
And
then Elon Musk.
You're kidding me.
Many are familiar with him as well.
Yes.
That is only naming a few. There are so many individuals that are out there, and just because they are not labeled as autistic, the community doesn't put them into that bracket of being autistic. Therefore, they don't get that negative impact of opinions and, you know, people speculating about them and thinking that they cannot be in society and amongst everyone else, or as we would say, in the normal society.
Can we talk about if somebody has a child who's been diagnosed with autism, about coping mechanisms, if you will? You've probably got about 20 pages of that, but anyway, we can.
There's a lot of coping strategies. I can go on and on and on, but you know, caring for a child with autism, it can be both incredibly rewarding, but at the same time also very challenging. And parents may feel a range of emotions, and often they face stress. They are totally exhausted, and also feelings of isolation. Therefore, it's so important to develop these effective coping mechanisms to manage those feelings, and also, in turn, providing the best care for their children. Because if the parents are healthy in mind and body, and also in emotion, you know, the mental being, they can give off that. Children pick up on our energy as parents. Therefore, it's so important. And some of the ways that therapy that can come in is therapy and counseling. It's very, very beneficial. Support groups will also allow parents to create that sense of community and understanding, and spreading that word, making others understand better. And one of the crucial points I also see is self-care. Self-care is so important. So one must set aside some time just for relaxation and mental well-being.
All right. Can you tell me why organizations are fighting, that's the word, for inclusion and acceptance? Why would that be?
It's, as I said, you know, it's because of those children or those individuals, because it could be children and adults, they are labeled as autistic. Now, the moment the community and everyone hears that someone is autistic,
is it a stigma? Is it a stigma?
There's a huge stigma attached
to
it. And immediately you are just shunned in the community, and you are excluded from everything.
It is so wrong.
It's not only wrong, but it's sad.
And yes.
The abilities of these special individuals, it goes way beyond. And they are capable of so much more than even we can do.
Okay. Now, where does one go? I'll give out your cell number if needs be, if you're happy with that. But is there a website maybe, or somewhere that people can go read and educate themselves on it?
Yes, if they go onto the Autism Foundation, the details.
Is that, they just Google Autism Foundation? Okay.
Correct.
All right. Should we give out your number? No. Okay, so just go to the website and go to Autism
Foundation,
and all that information will be on the internet. Any final thoughts from you?
Yes, so I do have a message, you know, to everyone out there that's listening, and also to spread the word as well. There is still social stigmas around autism because of the lack of awareness and also the misunderstanding of what it actually is. And there's so many successful people, as I've mentioned. And amongst that, I know we also are very familiar with Jenny Seinfeld. She's who's a very popular comedian. She's also autistic. And my message to everyone is, let's educate each other, and so we can have that better understanding. Also, just to be aware of our behavior and attitude towards others. We must be sure not to choose words, to choose words very carefully, and also try to focus on only positivity when we are around them. And in that way, we must include these individuals, and most importantly, everyone, let's support each other.
Super.
So we can together help remove the stigma attached to autism.
You're doing a fantastic job, and it's been a real pleasure having you here today at 88FM. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Dave.